It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
I am smiling because Northeast Delta Dental is doing really well. But more importantly, people are continuing to flock back to the dentist. Nobody has been deterred by the Omicron variant or the Delta variant or any reason. So I'm really happy about that. And I want
to let you know that I went to my dentist a few weeks ago, and I do have Delta Dental, by the way. And I went a few weeks ago, and they are decked head to toe in PPE. I mean, I thought I was being checked by Darth Vader. You know, they've got two masks on, a face shield, the gear. So it is very safe to go back to the dentist.
Absolutely. And remember, they have dentists and hygienists have been working in an infection control background really since HIV. So I knew it was not going to be an issue for dentists to keep the office safe. I was just hoping that the citizens would go back, and they have. So thanks for saying so. And we talk about this in this new book that's at Gibson's at the Bookery and on Amazon, Prepare for Crisis, Plan to Thrive. And the point of the book is we were able to give back $27 million to the community in 2020, including the arts community.
Wow.
And I'll segue to that momentarily. And still ourselves have a successful year. So if you want sort of get the inside story of that, just go down to Gibson's. You can pick up a copy there. Or if you're in Manchester, the Bookery. Or if you like the convenience of Amazon, you can do that. However, we would prefer the local buy. So speaking of returns, people have obviously returned to the theater and performing arts. And I'm a big believer, even though everybody knows I can't play an instrument, that I'm a jock, I'm not a musician, I can't sing, but nobody believes in the arts and the importance of the intersection of arts and the business community, a civilized society, than me. So I'm so glad that joining me this weekend and today is Katie Collins, who's been at the Capital Center of the Arts for many, many years. And then the newest executive director, Sal Prizio, who succeeds Nikki, and prior to that was MT Menino. So for the spirit of transparency, someone at Northeast Delta Dental, from me and others, have been involved with the Capital Center of the Arts since 1996. I was one of the sort of original board members when we rejuvenated the place, and MT was around, and then all these years with Nikki and so forth. And now Sal Prizio has joined us. So Sal, welcome to the New Hampshire community. How lucky we are, Katie, right?
Very.
Sal's moved from New York, or about to move to from New York, is going to be in the fabric of the Concord community. So welcome, Sal. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for the warm welcome. I appreciate it.
One of the things I've learned in doing this show for 13 years is that the audience really wants to know about the background of my guests. So tell us about your background. I know you've got you're moving your kids here. You have a long background. And also tell me that story again. When we at a recent show backstage, you were telling me that somehow there's some connection with MT Menino. But tell us about your background and then that MT connection.
Sure thing. So background, ever since about the age of 16, I was obsessed with playing guitar and playing in a band and being on stage. And I went to Northeastern University as a music industry major. And then I lived in New York City for the better part of 10 years, working in the record business and pursuing my music career. And then I decided that I wanted to be on the other side of the stage, basically presenting shows. So I opened a coffee house in upstate New York called Bread and Jam. Had that for a couple of years. And then the College of St. Rose asked me to join their team for their 400-seat PAC, Performing Arts Center. And I was there until Philip Morris over at Proctor's recruited me to join them at Proctor's, where I was pre-pandemic booking over 500 shows a year.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's been a interesting journey. I've learned a ton along the way, and I'm glad to take every little piece of information that I've learned over the last 17 some odd years and applying it to my new role here at the Capital Center for the Arts.
Awesome. Tell us that MT Menino connection, if you wouldn't mind.
So for anybody that's familiar, obviously, with the Capital Center for the Arts, and I have heard this from many different sources that, you know, there's a legend around MT Menino and the force of nature that she was. But interestingly enough, Philip Morris, who was the executive director that I just left, worked with MT and knew her really well. even to the point that he spoke at her memorial service here at the Capitol Center for the Arts. So it's this strange, you know, pool of people that you kind of intertwine with over throughout the years, and you never know who's going to be associated with who. So,
and you'll find that even more so, Sal, in New Hampshire, one degree of separation, and of course the theater world as well. And so, right, Katie, remember MT's celebration of life? It was at the Capitol Center of the Arts, and her son was there, and it was a combination of tears and happiness and joy. Mm-hmm. And that seems like yesterday, and that was quite a I know you were there. That was quite a day, and we were fortunate after MT left us the world, and Nikki came on board, and now Sal. So, Katie, give us the minute on yourself. I know you've been sort of the you're holding everything together. So I think people need to know, and I know Sal would appreciate the how you've kept everything together for all of us in the community.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I think that might be a bit of an over exaggeration, but so yeah, I've been here at the Capitol Center for, this is my 17th season. I just celebrated my 16th anniversary in July. So MT hired me. I was friends with her prior to that for many, many years. And I've always worked in an arts and culture nonprofit. I have a background as an actor. I'm still an actor here in New Hampshire. When people will hire me, that's what I was trained to do. But I never ever get tired of the fact that I work somewhere where I can walk in through a stage door every day. This is home, the Capitol Center, and the Bank of New Hampshire stage is completely home. It's been a tough couple of years, I'm not gonna lie. The pandemic has not been kind to the performance industry, but we've been very fortunate. Nikki and our team on the board really helped steer us through the pandemic to the point where Sal came on board, and Sal's continuing to do so. And we were able to tap some federal relief funds, but also just so fortunate to be on the receiving end of an outpouring of generosity from this community, from the business community, from Northeast Delta Dental and your colleagues in the business community, and from our individual patrons. It's truly humbling how much this community has cared about keeping us going while we've had to be dark.
Well, it was really cool. Everybody jumped into the sort of, it's only intermission and the campaign and, you know, Dr. Wilson and everything. And like you said, both corporations and individual benefactors came through, but also you all were very creative in how you streamed in shows. Why don't you spend I don't want to look backwards because obviously we're in person, but why don't you spend just a couple of minutes on some of the pivoting you did in addition to this additional fundraising?
Yeah, one of the first things we did was that first summer of 2020 was we were able to partner with the Concord Community Music School and use their outdoor space, that park that abuts the music school, for an outdoor concert series, which was sponsored by our favorite dentists at Concord Pediatric Dentistry, who always come through for us. And we did that again in 2021, and that felt really good. It felt really good to be able to offer an opportunity for people to gather together for live performance in a safe way, in an outdoor way. They were small concerts. The park had a limited attendance policy because of COVID, but it was really great. It was great to see people again, especially that first summer. And then last winter, we offered a wide range of streaming options, what we called our Mud Season Sampler, just to give people a chance to see something from the comfort of their own home. And those were, you know, that was programs that came in from all over the world, from music to theater to comedy. And that was well received as well. But, you know, nothing beats people coming together to experience something live together. I mean, that's really at the heart of what we do. The streaming options were great and they filled a gap, but you know, we're hungry to get back to live performance.
Yeah, I mean, you did what you had to do. And the other thing, and we don't have to expand on it today, but you also collaborated with other arts and theaters organizations, kind of forced to be as economical as you could. And I congratulate you on that. Now, you mentioned something I think that's really cool. You can like walk in and meet people. I know some of the highlights of my sort of life in the and being at the Capitol Center of the Art, meeting Ed Asner, meeting Dan Brown, the author, more recently, Mitch Albom, his book, and being able to talk to these people. And the Ed Asner funny story was that, so I was a big, my style, we're older than you, but, you know, Mary Tyler Moore was like the staple. So Ed Asner was kind of like the sort of grouchy on the outside boss of Mary Tyler Moore, and he hated surprise parties. And it was one episode where everybody's in the closet, literally in the closet, because Ed doesn't want to have a surprise party. So everybody's in there. So we mentioned Kathy Walker, who works with me and has been on the board, mentions this to Ed Asner. We said, that was like the best episode we ever said. He cracked up like crazy. So you're like, the whole point is you have this access to pretty compelling actors and performers. It's terrific. Well, I see Nazi here, so that's probably telling me to wind something down.
It is, but before you wrap up this thought, I just want to say, not too long ago, I got a chance to meet Chevy Chase at the Capitol Center for the Arts, and that was surreal. You know, we got a chance to take a picture with him. It was just a really, really cool experience. So,
did you throw any quotes at him?
You know, I wanted to, but I didn't want to freak him out.
Welcome back to the second half of Northeast Delta Dental Radio with your host, Tom Raffio.
We're talking about one of my favorite places because I also have a theater background. I went to school for television and theater, and I worked at my local theater company in my hometown. And that's why the Capitol Center for the Arts is such a special place for me. And I love what you guys are doing. So thank you very much. And just keep making everybody happy and keep making people feel safe.
Thank you. We're trying. We're certainly trying.
Yep, and we'll get into those COVID protocols. So we also want to make everybody aware, this is statewide. It's not just, you know, Concord centric. I know when we first started in the mid 90s, we made a big point of that. Well, it's certainly called the Capitol Center of the Art, but the audience come from everywhere, Vermont, the Boston area, all over New Hampshire. And I'm sure it's, if we have time, we could go into some of the audience metrics. The other thing I wanted to mention, and this is Sal, your opportunity, and Katie as well, to just make sure people understand that as strategically frugal as you are, and obviously we charge for tickets, that sponsorships are so important. Because I know when I was on the board, we would look at the numbers, and for a performance to be successful economically, in addition to people showing up and buying tickets, you definitely need sponsorship. So those business leaders out there, in the sound of my voice, or if you're watching us, we can always use sponsors. If you're a citizen and become a member, you have access, early access to tickets and things like that. So you need both a combination of people showing up, and they do. A few weeks ago, of course, you know, the Capitol Jazz Orchestra, well attended on a Sunday. People will show up, but we also do need sponsors. So maybe either Sal, you or Katie can, without being a downer about it, just the economic reality of putting on a show and what it required.
Well, I would say this. I mean, as opposed to saying that a downer about it, the economic reality is actually a really positive thing. I think it's a, you know, I always look at sponsorships as partnerships, right? I mean, we have this wonderful facility with 1,300 people per event that we have a captured audience. And what is it that we can provide other businesses in the community just as much as them helping us with financial support? So I really look at it as a symbiotic relationship. And I think it's a very positive one. But to speak to your point, it's critical. It's always mission critical for us to have sponsorships and underwriters and, you know, I've obviously individual donors and members. I mean, it starts with that $50 member and grows its way all the way up through our Ovation Society and then through our corporate sponsorships. We can't do what we do. We can't take any of the chances we take without the support of our community. But at the same time, the point I always like to stress is, again, is that symbiotic partnership, whereas, you know, people like, you know, just like the when we had the Capitol Jazz Orchestra, I've got the opportunity to be on stage with you, and you have the opportunity to tell the community how Delta Dental services the community. So for me, it's all about that partnership and how we can maximize it for both involved.
It's definitely symbiotic, absolutely. I get to do an oral health message, but then connect the arts to business and that intersection, which I think is critical. In the spirit of transparency, I'm also chair of the New Hampshire Business Committee for the Arts, so totally get the public policy importance of the arts. But my business colleagues out there, definitely worth being a sponsor. It's better than advertising, because I was thinking, you know, when halfway at intermission, you know, Skip, who was the orchestra leader for the Capitol Jazz Orchestra, just almost extemporaneously thanked Delta Dental again. You know, it was just kind of, but it was just so natural, and basically making the point that, you know, arts needs business and business needs art. And that's really what the New Hampshire Business Committee for the Arts is about, as well as supporting your local theater. So let's talk about programming. I know it's still a bit of a challenge, you know, wearing masks and the vaccination and so forth, but why don't you talk about that you really have that under control, and there will be these in-person events. So maybe you can address the protocols and talk about some of the upcoming shows in 2022.
So, you know, as you know, Tom, I've only been here a few weeks, but one of the first things I wanted to do is implement a staff mask mandate to keep our staff safe. And then shortly thereafter, we made an announcement that we put a mask mandate in place for all of our shows moving forward. And the impetus behind that was our responsibility to our patrons to keep them as safe as we possibly can be. There will be the next step, and that is that there are some shows, select shows, that have a vaccine requirement as well. And we'll constantly review that. The great thing about the Capital Center for the Arts and the community here is that we have the ability to adapt. We can pivot rather quickly on things, and this is a fluid situation, and we just got to keep rolling with it. You know, at the outset of the pandemic, when we were all very afraid and we didn't know what was going on, our initial reaction, everything was just to shut it down. Well, now we know how to deal with these issues much better. And all of us, to a certain extent, have to be a little bit of an epidemiologist, as well as play the part of, you know, human psychologist, right? So we need to do things that make our everybody in the room feel safe. But at the same time, how do we continue the business of entertaining our community? So,
and I think we can do that. I mean, it's kind of in a way analogous to, I used to have to write a lot of op-eds saying it's safe to go to the dentist, it's safe to go to the theater with the proper protocols. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, what are some of the big name shows, the names possibly coming up in the spring of 2022?
Well, right off the bat, so we've got, you know, the Led Zeppelin tribute coming up, Get the Led Out, which if you're a fan of Zeppelin, which half the world is, you know, there's that. Paula Poundstone's coming up, a great comedy show. Those tickets are selling fast. Katie Collins' personal favorite, William Shatner, was just added to our spring.
On my birthday. So I feel like this is, you know, this is going to be a pretty great night.
when is Paula coming? I think I'm going to get a ticket for that one.
Paula is mid-January.
Coming right back. Yeah. Okay, good.
And
Alton Brown.
Yeah, Alton Brown, Ben Folds. I mean, we've got some really good names coming up this spring. So
we also just went on sale with the Broadway tour of South Pacific, which will be coming in May. And that'll be really our first big full-scale Broadway tour back in the building. We had the Buddy Holly story this fall, which was a smaller scale show. But this is the first big Broadway coming back. And that's exciting to me. That was exciting to our patrons as well.
So if you've jazzed up our listening audience and they want to buy a ticket or become a member, or if it's Paula, I love it. And, if I'm a human resource leader or CEO and want to become a sponsor, tell us how to get a hold of you so I can buy some tickets, become a sponsor, become a member.
So everything lives on our website, which is ccanh.com, and that's programming for both the Chubb Theater and the Bank of New Hampshire Stage, our second venue that we opened in 2019. All of the shows are there. That's also where you'll find any updates to COVID protocols. I highly recommend signing up for our email newsletter, because we push out any changes to our COVID protocols there as well. But that's a great place to buy tickets. You can become a member online. There's information about sponsorship online. You could contact any of us. Also, definitely follow our social media. The on sale announces are always out on our Facebook page as well. You know, we try to get everybody at every point, you know, that of where people get their information. But it all really does start with our website.
And the communication is really good from the Capital Center of the Arts, and the website is user friendly. Since you mentioned the Bank of New Hampshire, of course, it's fabulous. Of course, you opened it up in 2019 and then COVID hits.
Boom, yeah.
So tell us how that's going.
You want to take that one, Tal?
Yeah, sure. Like, essentially, it's been like a relaunch, right? So it's reintroducing that venue to the community once again, which is, you don't get many chances at a second chance at a first impression kind of thing. So, you know, the shows, we had a show there just recently that was sold out. Everybody wore masks, and it was a mask and vax show, and everybody wore masks and were vaccinated. And they did the mask and sip technique that I like to promote, which is basically, and then pull your mask back up. So beverages were enjoyed, music was enjoyed, and everybody had a great time. There was no problems there. So yeah. From our side, you know, we're going to do a nice big marketing push that, you know, get that venue out so everybody knows that that wonderful theater is there too. So
it is beautiful. You know, I did go to a couple of events before COVID hit. It's absolutely spectacular, and I'm glad that that all worked out. So Sal, I know you're sort of the new kid on the block, but as you kind of assess, you've already are excited to be part of the New Hampshire fabric. Where you're living, you can actually walk to the theater. So if there's a snowstorm, no problem. So what's kind of as you put your crystal ball on, I know it's all theater is a lot of hard work and a lot of planning, but this occasionally a visionary thing. So tell us your visionary thing.
My visionary thing is we are going to continue to adapt. You're going to see some big names come through this place. We are going to move into the future. And we're going to explore new and innovative ways that the Capital Center for the Arts can serve its community, whether that's through digital platforms, community outreach programs, great performances, maximizing the use of the new stage down the street, a little bit of all those things. So you're going to see a lot of innovation coming from the Capital Center for the Arts in the coming years.
So I see Nazi. So I want Katie to give us the 1 minute on how can people help the Capital Center of the Arts. Tickets, sponsors, membership, give us
sure.
The website again.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention is if you're buying tickets online, make sure you're on our website, ccanh.com. There are a lot of third-party ticket sellers out there that can manipulate your Google searches so they come up first. Always look for ccanh.com. If you buy tickets from a third party, you will miss any updates to our COVID protocols. Right. You will miss any updates to show cancellations or reschedules or things like that. So it's really, really important to make sure you're buying them from us, that you're reading all the emails from us. Yeah. And when you're on our website, absolutely. And I think, you know, we saw it this weekend. We had some people miss news of a show getting postponed because they didn't buy their tickets from us. So you definitely want to make sure you're doing that. And then when you're on our website, you know, click support, become a member. You'll get much better seats. You'll get great service. You'll get some great perks. And once you're a member, you're part of the family, and we'll keep building your relationship.
And when I'm in there, I feel like I'm part of the family. I recognize the ushers, the docents, whatever. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Sal, for joining this fabulous New Hampshire community. Katie, thanks for being always there,
thanks,
the solid foundation. And everybody, to sign my voice, buy some tickets, become a sponsor, become a member.
Excellent.
So thank you, Nazi, for once again coordinating a wonderful show for us.
Thank you for listening to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Be sure to tune in next time.